Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Who's this? I'm calling you right now.
This is Lucretia.
My name is Bubba the Love Sponge. I'm a disc jockey in Tampa, Florida. Are you related to this Anna chick?
Yes, I am. That's my sister.
Right. The chick that beat the crap out of her 8-year-old son, or daughter, I should say, for wetting her pants, beat her in the head, and killed her?
That was an accident.
How can that be an accident?
She didn't really know what she was doing at the time. I think there was something going on with the baseball bat, and the child was maybe playing with it.
Is she in jail right now?
I don't really want to comment any further on that, really.
You do crack there, too?
Yeah. Is there a lot of crack that's going on in that house?
Now, why would y'all say that?
Because in the paper, it said that she was addicted to crack cocaine, and she's had 8 kids by 5 different men. Is that true?
She don't smoke no crack.
No.
Okay, has she had 8 kids by 5 different men?
That is none of y'all's business as far as I'm concerned.
Can you name all the daddies?
I'm not going to tell you nothing.
Can I tell you why you're not going to tell me nothing? Can I tell you that why? Because your dumb ass stupid sister that's 1.5 years younger than you are is a crack whore. And the bottom line is she smoked crack during all 8 of her pregnancies. She got knocked up by 5 different brothers. She's a stupid...
As a matter of fact, I will talk about her crack problem because it is from white people like you.
What? Now, wait a second.
They're putting the black people down. So what we do... Smoking some crack. All right, is that what you want to hear?
No, you got some stupid-ass bitch smoking crack. All her kids, except one, are addicted to crack cocaine because her mom ingested it while she was pregnant for him.
Because of y'all.
She gets hyped up on crack one night, gets a baseball bat, and clobbers her 8-year-old daughter in the head and kills her. Now, how in the hell can you condone that to happen?
It is all because of y'all. Thank you very much.
You're going to blame it on the white man because your black, stupid-ass, crack whore sister...
What are we supposed to do? We got nothing going on. No one want to teach us nothing. So what are we going to do?
Oh, well, you certainly are going to do something besides try to kill your 8-year-old daughter, dumb bitch.
I said that was an accident. I don't think she really took the bat to her. I was not here during the time.
Yeah, but okay. Well, then why did the police charge her with second-degree murder? You don't think they investigated? They investigated.
I don't want to comment on that particular... material.
Yeah, spit it out. Spit it out, you uneducated, dumb 35-year-old crack whore.
I don't need to listen to you and tell me what I have as the educations either.
Can I ask you a question? One last question before I hang up on your stupid ass?
Actually.
Do you smoke crack?
That's none of your business.
That's a yes.
Have you ever seen crack smoked in your house with the kids there?
No.
Was your sister Anna jacked up on crack while she killed the 8-year-old?
I don't think so. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt because she's my sister.
Is she still in jail? Of course she's in jail because you ain't got no money to bail her out because she's a dumb crack whore just like yourself.
Why do you insist on calling people up and just calling names when you pick people out of the newspaper and then just call them up and harass them?
I don't pick everybody out of the newspaper but stupid 33-year-old crack whores that killed her 8-year-old daughter. I got something to say to their family and that's why I'm talking to you today.
Well, accidents do happen. And thank you to the white man. We are oppressed and we have nowhere to go. What? And we have men around us all the time because they have nowhere to go. You just do the math and you figure it out.
What's that word? Affidence?
Affidence. Affidence do happen. But I tell you right now, this was not an affidence. It was some 33-year-old crack whore named your sister, Anna, who got all cracked up and killed her kid. How do you feel about... Are your parents still living?
Who is that on the phone?
Hello?
Yeah.
Who is?
My name is Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah, what do you want?
I'm calling your guys' house right now to get a hold
of disturbing these people here.
Yeah.
Why do you want to do that?
Because,
You're going to upset my people here in the house now?
No, what the hell did he say, Cal, just now? What did you say just now, sir?
I want to know why you call up here. I want to disturb everybody in the house.
Now, Laquisha, whatever the hell her name is, I heard her in the background.
You talk nothing about no Lucretia. That's my girl.
Is that your daughter or is that your wife?
She had me the phone here. Were you harassing her or something?
Who's Anna in relationship to you? The woman who is now currently in jail for...
That's her sister.
Okay, so you're not related to him. You're just a guy hanging out at the house trying to get some ass.
Well, no, I mean, you know, she's my girlfriend, and that's her sister.
Oh, so
we don't need y'all calling up here harassing.
Were you there the night the kid got hit in the head with a baseball bat? Do you smoke crack cocaine?
I don't know why you call up asking a question like that to someone.
Well, why would somebody hit an 8-year-old kid in the head with a baseball bat when she's all hopped up on crack? Why would you? Why would you?
I hear there's an accident.
It's an accident. Why would you even hang out at a house like that, sir? Do you have a job?
Yeah, I work.
What's your name?
Charles.
Well, Charles, my name is Bubba the Love Sponge. I kind of want to know what happened in this whole situation, and I think that Anna, or whatever the hell that crack whore's name is, ought to be put to death. They ought to fry that whore.
You got nothing to say to me.
Shut up.
Charles, do me a favor.
What?
Hit that bitch in the head. Seriously.
Nah, I ain't going to do that.
If you're the man, you'd smack the bitch in the head right now and tell her to shut up.
I don't do that. I don't do no killing a kid. Well,
just do me a favor.
I don't know what went on.
Charles, just do me a favor. Raise your hand up like a black man would. And I say, I'm going to smack the taste out your mouth, bitch. If you don't shut up, I'm on the phone. I want you to say it just kind of like a male bonding kind of gimmick. Go ahead.
I'm going to slap the hell out of you, bitch, if you don't shut up.
Give me that.
What's
wrong with
you? I like Charles.
She wants to talk on the phone now?
She's getting over here. You want to talk?
Yeah, I'll talk to her. Yeah? You want to say more?
Yeah, I want to tell you right now that me and Charles are boys. He'll smack the taste right out your mouth. He told me that.
He ain't going to do nothing. You told him to say that, and he's just playing along.
Because you know why? Because he's going to probably get in some of that ass later tonight for free, because you and him are going to smoke a big crack bowl.
And what if we do?
What if you do? I rest my case. You're a stupid crack whore, just like your sister, and you kill kids. And I hope you burn in hell, you dumb bitch.